Taylor, your thoughts on joining the Patriots?
Excitement. I mean, I couldn't ask for any more. A great organization, and I'm just happy it happened today, and I'm happy I got the phone call, and I can't wait. I can't wait to play some football and make the most of my opportunity.
Did you have any idea of the Patriots' interest?
I did. I had a workout with them earlier in the month. I thought it went very well, and so I took what I was supposed to take from it, and I knew there was a possibility of them drafting a receiver, and so I was just hoping that it could be me.
What were your expectations heading into the draft? When did you think that you might go?
Today, Friday, if it was anywhere from the second or third round, and so it didn't happen in the second round, so I stayed patient. I knew it was going to happen eventually, and so kind of waited around for the call, and finally got the call. Like I said, I was relieved and so excited. This means so much to me, and the people that supported me, my family that are here celebrating it with me, and so we're all happy.
Did you work out here or in Ohio?
In Ohio, in Columbus.
Yeah, I was reading an article about you a couple minutes ago talking about you were looking forward to, you appreciated the big time atmosphere of the Senior Bowl with all the fans there and all that. This will be a slightly bigger atmosphere. I know you didn't get to play in a big time college environment. What do you think this is going to be like? And are you looking forward to that aspect of it?
Yeah, I think I always have. I mean, the NFL is the best you can get, and so once you step in and you're part of the NFL and what they're a part of, you got to be ready to go. And so stepping into a big atmosphere, I think I stepped up in a lot of big games at OU when we played bigger opponents, Ohio State, Tennessee, some of the other bigger big time opponents. And you just got to live off the crowd. You got to feed off their energy, and when it comes down to it, you just got to play your game. You got to be focused, and you got to be on your game, and just do your job to the best.
You guys played in a mostly run first offense, right?
Yes, sir.
How much were you utilized, and if you weren't used as much as maybe you could have, were you worried about not getting noticed and being in a position like this?
Being the X receiver, I was the number one receiver, so we did try to get me the ball as much as they could. But we started from the option when I first got there as a freshman, and it's evolved every single year into more spread, into a spread option, and then to a spread option with some passes in it. So it's evolved every year, and I think we just really need to get the consistent play out of some of the positions on our team to really make our offense go. But it's evolving. Coach Soldier's done a great job there, and he's continuing to put the Ohio on the map.
Taylor, who else did you work out for?
The New England Patriots were the only team.
They were the only team you worked out for?
Yeah.
Did that disappoint you in some ways? I mean, it's great that they worked you out, but there were so many other teams that obviously didn't.
Yeah, I thought about it. I talked to my agent about it, and basically what we thought was, I went to the combine, I performed at the combine, I did everything at the combine, I went to the Senior Bowl, did everything at the Senior Bowl, practiced all week, played in the game, so there were a lot of opportunities for teams and scouts to get an eye on me and pretty much watch me play and interview me and talk to me, so I didn't take it as a negative, I just took it as it was, and I guess just made the most of my one workout that I had.
Do you consider yourself a fast learner? Because it sounds like there's going to be a big jump in terms of playbook coming from a run-first offense to a pretty complex NFL scheme here.
I think I'm pretty coachable. I can be coached on the run. I've had one of the best receiver coaches in the country coach me the past 3 years, and Dwayne Dixon. I coached a lot of good receivers at Florida and NC State, and he played some ball himself. And so he's really taught me a lot. He's been there mentoring me, talking to me, just showing me what I should expect. And so I think he's done a great job. Him and Coach Solich have done a great job of preparing me as much as they could for the next level.
What do you think about coming in and working with Randy Moss, Torrey Holt, and eventually Wes Welker?
They're veterans. I mean, you got to learn from the veterans, and those are your guys you look up to. And so you walk into the locker room, just do anything you can do to learn anything off them that they can. They've been around for so long and had so much success. And so you just try to learn as much off them as possible.
I mean, Taylor, the NFL is obviously a fast league. I mean, you basically have wow speed. And is that something you've always had?
Yeah, it's always been natural. The speed's always been natural. Catching and running, all the hand-eye coordination has been there. I was a baseball player growing up, and so the hand-eye coordination was there, playing outfield and leadoff batter. So, yeah, I think it's going to make it easier, a little bit easier for me to kind of translate into the NFL game, being that I am I do got good speed, so I think the speed won't be too big of an adjustment, but it certainly will.
Are there any receivers that you've kind of modeled yourself after?
No, I mean, there are different receivers that got different qualities that kind of make up what I have. I like Greg Jennings from the Packers. I mean, he did a great job. That's kind of who I kind of looked after myself. He just has a lot of great qualities, smart, fast. He plays the game well from a MAC school. And so, yeah, he has a lot of the qualities that I think I have, but we're all different, and so we bring to the game a different set of qualities than everybody else.
Taylor, your bio or somewhere I read says you're considered to be a hard worker, very diligent. Where do those traits come from?
The self-discipline. I knew football is what I wanted to do, and so I wasn't going to let anything deter me that path. Hoping to get to the NFL draft, and so I did everything I could all through high school and all through college to make sure I didn't have any regrets and got the most out of everything I did. And so seeing this opportunity in front of me is a payoff to that hard work.
You didn't play baseball in college, did you?
No, just high school.
All right.
Great. Thanks a lot, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you, guys.